right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
How old were you when the A-Team came out on TV? Pre-birth?
No. I was what year did the A-Team come out?
83?
Yeah, so I was 5 or 6.
84?
I watched the A-Team growing up. It was safe to watch. No one died.
I know.
Yeah, that was the dumb thing about that show is nobody ever died.
Shit would blow up. Like a dude would be behind a barrel, and they would blow up the barrel, and the barrel would, you know, fire, and
slow
a dude
motion,
would just...
And, yeah. And guns got shot out of hands and stuff.
No one ever bled.
Yeah.
No one died.
Well, now.
That's all changed.
Yes, apparently.
And Mr. T, not happy about it.
Oh, is that right?
Have you heard?
No.
Oh, yeah, he's not happy about it.
Really?
He's unhappy with the violence and the changes. Oh, yeah, a bunch of hullabaloo.
Huh. Well, of course, we're referring to the brand new big screen adaption of the A-Team, featuring such thrilling actors as Bradley Cooper.
Right.
And... Qui-Gon Jinn. Oh, that's
Liam
not his.
Liam Neeson.
That's not his real name. Liam Neeson. Yes.
Rampage Jackson.
Rampage Jackson.
Shoto Copley. What's the dude's name from District 9?
That's it. The dude from District 9. That's his name.
Playing Murdoch, right?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking forward to the movie. I think it's gonna be fun.
I don't think
it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be fun.
It's out now. Is it out now?
I think it opens this week.
This week? Oh.
Yeah. So by the time you're hearing this,
yes,
it's out.
Well, we're going to talk about the A-Team a little bit later tonight
in the
product section. All right.
Sure are.
Contain your enthusiasm, sir.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
News.
Uh-huh.
There's always a lot of news. This week was particularly heavy.
God.
Like...
You understand that I have a problem and I need to leave here?
I understand, but we have a show to do.
Do you understand what addiction is?
I understand what a dick is.
Yeah, I know. You see one in the mirror.
Right now. All right. Green Lantern. They're already talking about two.
About the second one?
A sequel with the same writing team. And I'm hearing a Flash movie now.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, we knew this was happening.
We did know this was happening. I'm just surprised they're talking about... Normally, you hear the first rumblings about a sequel, like, the same day the movie opens.
Well, they were talking about Iron Man sequel before Iron Man opened.
Well, I mean, maybe they're hoping that this is DC's...
Everything, sir, is envisioned as a three-picture arc.
All right.
The Star Wars... what do you call it? Type. The Star Wars...
Yeah, everything is
archetype.
A trilogy now.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's made that's not
right.
a trilogy
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. No, at least in concept.
Right.
There's always a concept arc. And that's for many reasons. One, you don't want to look like an ass like, well, really, like the guys who did The Matrix, which clearly was not written as an arc, but was written as one story, which they then added two chapters to.
Right.
Or you don't want the lingering speculation hanging over your head like George Lucas. Did he actually plot out three and then actually plot out nine movies in the 60s and 70s? I mean, it's a lot to take in. So rather than have that now, they kind of they plan everything as an arc. So in case... God willing, it becomes a success that they're ready to move forward. You know, like Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, and the Olympians,
yeah.
Lightning Thief, whatever that movie was. They had like five of those movies planned. I don't think they're happening.
I don't think they're happening. Well, Warner Brothers has hired the same writing team for the first Green Lantern film to work on the screenplay for the second Green Lantern film, as well as the Flash film.
I don't know. I think the Flash ended for me in the... 90s when John Wesley Shipp played him on TV.
I think there's life still in the Flash character.
Mark Hamill, Trickster.
And I great role.
Just saying.
Cockknocker.
Not a character on the Flash, sir.
No, but it was kind of a spoof on it was actually almost kind of a spoof on the Trickster sort of, wasn't it?
It was a spoof on Mark Hamill.
Yeah, but it was great. Cockknocker.
Meh.
Anyway, so yeah, I think there's still life. I think there's still potential life in the Flash.
Okay.
And then, to no one's surprise, Mattel has begun its campaign for all the Green Lantern product we can expect to see next year, which is, again, to no one's surprise.
So essentially, they released a statement, we're doing Green Lantern toys?
Yeah, and I think...
Which comes as a surprise to nobody,
well,
considering
there's
they
also
have
a really big there's
license.
Also a really big licensing show going on.
Somewhere, yeah.
This weekend or next weekend.
Right.
And
we're busy those weekends.
All of the, yeah, well, so I think Mattel obviously has talked about it there or has made announcements that they're going to discuss it there.
Right.
And then I think, you know, Hasbro, for example, has already touted Cap and Thor merch and stuff like that. But yeah, there's a licensing thing going on, so.
Okay.
All right. Since I brought up Cap,
mm-hmm.
we can move into Cap. Neil McDonough.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who he is?
No.
Well, he is cast as Dum Dum Dugan in Marvel's Captain America.
Dum Dum Dugan, okay.
Do you know who Dum Dum Dugan is?
Yes, he's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is that who he is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you absolutely know who Neil McDonough is.
I do?
Yeah. Hold on. I just got to find something you would know him from. You don't watch Desperate Housewives.
That you know of.
Oh, God. You would know this guy if you saw him. Because as soon as I saw his face, I was like, holy shit. 88 Minutes.
Nope.
He was in Flags of Our Fathers. He was in.
Is he that guy who kind of looks like the Aryan race?
Yeah.
He's all
that's
white,
one way to put
blue-eyed,
it.
Blonde, and really kind of... Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah,
he's playing Dum Dum Dugan?
Yes, Dum Dum Dugan.
Dum Dum Dugan is a large gentleman in the comics, so they must have changed him slightly.
They must have changed his physical appearance,
yes,
a bit.
Well, he's more like a Dum Dum Dugan, I would say, would be more like a Brendan Gleeson to play Dum Dum Dugan. Unless I really am confusing him with somebody else, but I think I'm right about that.
Well, also in Cap casting news, moving away from Dum Dum Dugan. Because I don't know who he is. I mean, I know him. He was in Band of Brothers. I saw Time.
You don't know who Dum Dum Dugan is.
No, I'm sorry. I know who Neil McDonough is, yeah.
I know that from reading
online, he was a former circus strongman.
Well, that's great.
He becomes an ally of Nick Fury.
Uh-huh.
A member of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Terrific.
I don't really care. Stanley Tucci is also going to be in the upcoming Cap film.
Which Nazi is he going to play?
He is going to be playing Dr. Abraham Erskine?
Zapruder. What?
No. I guess he's the guy, he's the German scientist behind Project Rebirth,
uh-huh.
a secret experiment that created the super soldier known as Captain America.
That's interesting.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I like Stanley Tucci.
I said German.
You did say German. You said Nazi, but you did
say German.
He's
probably a Nazi defector, and he probably created the
I'm
Red
sure.
Skull, too.
I'm sure. Yeah, probably. Right. It's probably
Is
all
that,
the same.
It'll be all some crazy crossing yeah. nonsense thing.
So that's your weekly Cap update.
Okay. I'm half excited about Cap, because I think the first half of the movie will probably be really good.
All right.
It's that lousy second half that I'm dreading.
Like Full Metal Jacket?
Exactly. Very well put.
Voltron. Because we haven't had an 80s rehash cartoon to talk about in at least
one episode?
Yeah. Thundercats was last week.
Okay. Voltron.
Apparently, Nickelodeon
mm-hmm.
is coming out with Voltron Force. It's going to run on Nicktoons alongside a Mattel toy launch in 2011. And it's going to mark the 25th anniversary of Voltron. So there you go. I'm okay with the new Voltron cartoon. I'm concerned that it's on Nickelodeon.
I'm not okay with it if it's not the Lions.
Well, we don't know if it's going to be the Lions.
You said Voltron Force, didn't you?
I did, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be the Lions.
I thought that was sort of the name of the vehicle series.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I think this is a reboot, so I would hope that they go Lion Force.
Well, let's
because
hope.
Really that's the popular one, so why not mm-hmm. do it? That's all I'm saying. X-Men First Class. We had two. What did we talk about last week? Didn't we announce someone last week?
Yes,
oh,
we talked about
Bilbo.
Bilbo.
Right, being cast as Professor Xavier.
James McAvoy, the greatest Bilbo not cast ever.
I was going to say, you know, we should say that James McAvoy, despite what you may hear on this show, has not actually been cast in the role of Bilbo Baggins.
He has in my mind.
He has in your mind. Well, in addition to James McAvoy.
That film that will probably never get made.
Being cast as Professor X.
Yes.
Michael Fassbender, who was in Inglourious Basterds, if you saw that, has been cast as a young Magneto.
Okay.
And Rosamund Pike, who I don't really know either, has been cast as Emma Frost.
Rosamund Pike. Well,
she's blonde.
Yeah, but isn't Emma Frost already represented in the series in the awful Wolverine movie?
Did they ever call her Emma Frost? Did they call her Emma?
They didn't call.
We all assumed it was her.
I don't know
if they ever referred to it as
you're
her.
You're right. I don't know that they referred to her as Emma.
I mean, I honestly think that we all made an assumption, and a good assumption. I'm not saying it wasn't a good assumption. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just trying to see if there's anything you would know her from. And it doesn't look like it. Die Another Day? Foil's War? Surrogates? Did you see Surrogates?
No.
No, nothing you would know. Did you see Fracture?
Long time ago.
Okay. Well, she was in Fracture.
Okay.
Well. Anyway. So there's your casting. I don't know. She looks okay for the role.
Okay.
Although she kind of looks... I'm a little confused. Because Emma Frost, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't she around Scott's age?
Yes.
Okay. So James McAvoy, who's pretty young, and Fassbender playing Magneto, also pretty young.
Right.
Right. This Rosamund Pike, you know, born in 79. She's my age.
Maybe she looks young.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
you're older than James McAvoy.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that if McAvoy is a young Professor X, a young Emma Frost should be like,
we don't know what
in a carriage,
but we don't know what we don't know what angle they're taking. If that other character was not Emma Frost in the Wolverine movie, I thought for sure they called her Emma, but I could be mistaken.
I mean, it might be. I don't know.
If that's not her though, and I mean, she could be anything. She could be the first, you know, mutant they hired as a teacher, and then she left. Or, you know, I mean, there's a billion ways they can get around that.
I know. It seems like everybody's going to be a bit younger. And
not like there's any continuity or anything going on.
No,
here,
no.
Clearly.
There's no. Well, you know what? According to IMDb, they have her down as Emma Frost
okay.
in the Wolverine movie. But again, that's, you know, It's IMDb. So.
Well, that just means it's right.
You gotta, no, that doesn't mean that at all. IMDb, it can be edited by anybody.
I'm okay.
You could go into The Hobbit and put James McAvoy as Bilbo.
Should do that.
And so there you go. All right. Les Grossman.
I didn't see it. I heard it was really funny.
It was
funny. I heard they're now developing a picture for Les Grossman.
Yes.
And the best part of that story is about them developing it into a movie is that Tom Cruise is considering playing the part.
I would hope so. The part can't exist without him.
He's not. He doesn't have it. He's considering the role, or is in consideration for the role, maybe the way I heard it phrased.
That role cannot be played by anybody but Tom Cruise.
Exactly.
If they're like, no, or Tom is like, no, then that movie should be, no.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. In this case, no. He has to play that role.
I got you.
You just can't do that for that particular... I'm not saying it's going to be good or I'm excited.
Right.
I'm just saying if you are going to move forward with it, you have to have Tom Cruise in the role.
Now, it was a series of clips, right?
I believe so,
On the movie awards?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see him yet.
And
I heard a lot of stuff happen on the MTV Movie Awards this year, and I didn't see a bit of it.
Katy Perry looked lovely.
Katy Perry's hot.
She's very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And she kissed a girl.
That's what I heard.
But where?
After Jill Sobule.
But where?
Right, exactly.
Just saying.
All right. Probably the biggest thing that everybody is talking about this week. Seriously, it's everywhere. I can't run and hide from it.
Okay.
Is this trailer.
Oh, God.
Okay? It's everywhere. And everybody agrees that it's awesome.
I agree. It's awesome.
Okay. So, obviously...
Are we talking about the same trailer?
We're talking about the Mortal Kombat trailer.
Oh, that's not the one I was talking about.
What trailer are you talking about?
I was talking about...
Tangled?
I was talking about Wax On, Fuck Off.
Oh, yeah.
The Ralph Macchio
I haven't seen that
trailer.
I haven't seen that
from
yet.
From Funny or Die, which I maintain...
Is partially
could
true.
Could be the funniest movie ever if it was made.
If it was made.
But to see that Ralph Macchio has that much, what's the word? Like he's very self-aware of his image and is comfortable enough with it to make fun of it. It was amazing.
Did you see him? He was on, Entourage.
Yeah.
Early on too. And it was the same kind. I mean, you know, he poked fun at himself.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him, man. I mean, guy's not doing anything with his career, so.
He's kind of sitting there, and he's kind of down and out, and he looks to the left. He's just sitting on the street in L.A. He looks to the left, and there's a picture of the new Karate Kid poster. Oh, man, that was some funny stuff. So that's over at Funny or Die. You should check that out if you haven't. Mortal Kombat trailer. Yeah, you guys can salivate till the cows come home. It's never going to happen. Just like that terrific Batman Predator Alien movie was fantastic. Maybe one of the best Batmans ever put on screen. And you're never going to see that actually happen.
The difference that I'm hearing, and I agree with you. I think it's a long shot. Let me just say that. The only thing that I've heard, though, that's a little bit different than Dead End, is that this was actually commissioned by the studio as kind of a test piece. So, you know, that might have some sort of, might put some more clout behind it.
I got four words for you.
Sure.
The Legend of Chun-Li. Thank you.
Yes.
End of story.
Okay. That all being said, you have to admit, if they took a realistic approach and carried out that trailer a little bit further, it'd be pretty badass.
Sure.
I'd watch it.
Mortal Kombat without Raiden? Sure. Makes sense.
Although... I will admit, first of all, you don't know that Raiden wouldn't be in it. And I will admit that the first Mortal Kombat movie, as far as video game adaptations go, not terrible. The second one was terrible. The TV show was awful. But that first movie, it was okay.
Christopher Lambert as Raiden. It sucked.
No, I actually know, in all seriousness, I didn't think it was that bad. I liked the first movie.
Oh, they're all
horrendous. I think I might even own the first movie.
No.
All right. We got one more bit of news before taking our first break. The Vader Project. We kind of know a little bit about this.
This is to bring professional wrestler Vader back to the WWE.
This has nothing to do with that.
Oh.
At all.
That's the wrong Vader.
No. This is the project where they had 100 different artists.
Flat Tax? Is that Vader?
What? No, what? Stop.
Oh, that's Nader.
Yes, yes, something completely
Sorry.
Different.
I'm confusing all the projects that sound like this.
They took 100 Darth Vader helmets and got 100 different artists to put their spin or artistic stamp on the helmet, per se.
Why didn't we get a helmet to artistically
what were we at?
Stamp?
That's
exactly what we would do. We just put
they went
that
to respectable
red,
artists.
Just that red Indian dot.
Is that it?
That's it. And then just here you go. What was this? It's the we painted it. We put our spin on it.
Put cap wings on his head.
No, that'd be too much.
Just an amalgam of different Marvel characters.
That would just be too much.
She's kind of in scale with the 1-1 Marvel heads.
Yeah, kinda.
Transform him into like sci-fi Magneto. Anyway.
I would do V stands for
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta.
Hey, I think I've seen that before, haven't I?
V for Vader.
V for Vader.
Vader for Vendetta or something. That would have been funny. Just replace the front portion of the mask with the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yes, with the Guy Fawkes.
Sorry, yes. Vader Project.
Right, the Vader Project. VaderProject.com, TheVaderProject.com, both websites work.
Uh-huh.
They commissioned 100 different artists to put their spin on these helmets.
Yes.
And they are finally, I think this might be the first time they're all on display in one place. Because we've seen a bunch of them.
Definitely at San Diego.
We saw a bunch at San Diego. I think we've seen some at some other conventions, too. Nice. A handful here and there. But I think this is the first time that all 100 helmets are going to be featured at the same place. This is going on from from June 12th through June 20th at Freeman's in L.A. So you can go to thevaderproject.com for more information. I think it's 6812 Melrose Ave in Los Angeles.
And on the 12th, you can meet Big Kev and OG at the Freeman Gallery in Los Angeles.
I wish.
We're not going to be there?
No.
Oh.
We are not going to be there.
Okay.
We should say there is an opening night party on June 11th. And I think they've got something like 25 of the artists that are going to be there at the party signing catalogs. What they did was they put out this awesome catalog book.
Right.
That has all 100 helmets in it. Each helmet gets 2 pages. It's like a close-up and then a couple of thumbnails of different
angles
on the helmet.
Okay.
And I think they've got like 25-plus artists that are going to be at that opening night party.
Wow.
I think you can get the catalog online if you're not going to the event. It's like $40. You can order it. And it's an awesome. It's a nice, thick, well... I've seen copies of the catalog and stuff. It's really, really gorgeous.
I want a catalog.
And we should say that if you're not on the West Coast, but you are on the East Coast, there's a week in July, the 5th through the 9th. They are going to be at Freeman's Philadelphia Auction House. And then after that, on July 10th, all of these go on auction to the public.
Oh.
So so the catalog actually, I think, kind of acts as...
Is there a party on the East Coast?
Not that we know of yet. Maybe, but we don't know yet.
God damn it.
So you never know.
Stupid LA.
I'm sure that we'll find out. You know, we're friends with one of the people behind this project. Yeah, we had dinner with her in Chinatown.
Oh yes,
Sarah Jo.
Yeah, she got Star Wars stuff that I want.
She does, and she works. I think she works for DKE, and then she was part of this Vader project as well.
I have no idea.
So we want to say thank you for passing on the information, and obviously, if you guys are out in LA, you should go. And if not,
we passed on the information.
I know, but I'm thanking her for, you know, asking us to share with our listeners. Our listeners are probably interested in this. Likely there are a handful of Star Wars fans out there.
Likely
there might even be a couple of artist fans out there.
Well, that's
I'm
all
just saying.
Fine.
It's an awesome event. It's
and
awesome.
When
I
and
wish I was in LA. That's
when
all
can you meet Big Kev and OG from Big Kev's Geek Stuff at the East Coast?
You can't. Unless we happen to go.
We're not going to that one either.
Unless we happen to go and announce that we're going to be there.
When would we go?
It's sometime in July. You'll be back.
I'll be back.
You'll just be back, but you'll be back. Why don't we take a break?
All right.
TheVaderProject.com. Take a break.
All right. Again, we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 194.
Yes.
The C Team.
Correctamundo. Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
This is Irwin Keyes, the bad cop from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Roger Hill from the Warriors.
This is Apache Ramos from the Orphans.
This is Coachese David Harris from the Warriors.
This is Brian Tyler, a.k.a. Snow, from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Terry Micah's Vermin from the Warriors.
This is Thomas G. Waits, the Fox, from the Warriors.
This is Deborah Van Valkenburg from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Michael Beck from the Warriors.
This is Dorsey Wright from the Warriors, and you're listening to Big Cavs Geek Stuff.
Can you dig it?
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 194, The C Team.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Fail. Dun, oh.
Not yet.
Sorry.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
DVDs.
Right.
Many to check out this week. No, there's two, actually.
There's a couple.
There's more than two?
I think so.
Oh. Well, I picked up the Martin Scorsese, sure to be a classic, Shutter Island, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. I picked up the Blu-ray version. I didn't get to see this flick in the theater, but I hear it's amazing.
I've heard the opposite, actually.
You heard it wasn't
pretty
good?
Terrible, actually. I haven't seen it, so... So there you go. That's a complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
I didn't hear any such thing. I heard it was really good. Well, I'm looking forward to making my own decision up. I've never seen a Marty Scorsese film I didn't like.
I'm just saying.
Like, I know the man, Marty.
You and Marty, you're like best friends, chums, amigos.
We're like best friends. We're like the Vader Project's opening night and where we'll be. That's how far apart me and Marty Scorsese are.
Exactly.
So, VaderProject.com.
Shutter Island.
Also, coming out on DVD this week is it From Paris with Love?
That is also out this week.
That was a John Travolta and John Rhys-Meyers movie.
That is correct.
I heard that movie was hysterically funny. Didn't do so great in the theaters, but I heard it was really good, and I'm really looking forward to checking that one out.
All right. Nip Tuck, the sixth and final season out on DVD this week, if you're a fan of that.
Slow down. Nip Tuck came out this week?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We've been waiting so long for that.
I'm sorry. It's out. You can go get it.
Oh, my God.
Shaun the Sheep out this week. If you're a fan of, what's it called?
Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit. Yeah, it's the same creative team.
All right. Sheep.
Family Matters Season 1.
Oh, why would you do seasons on Family Matters and not just box set it?
There are two more things I want to mention.
Uh-huh.
Jim Henson's Dog City, the movie? Do you have any idea what this is?
Never heard of it.
It's dogs, clearly. Ralph is in it, but I don't know anything else about it. I don't think I've ever heard of it. It's Henson's name, so I'm assuming it was...
Maybe it was like released in Canada only.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but the runtime is like a half hour.
Maybe it was a TV special in Canada only.
It was an Emmy Award winning comedy classic.
Really?
Yep.
Maybe it was a Canadian Emmy Award winning comedy classic.
All right. And also out on DVD this week, appropriate for this week's episode, episode 194, The C Team, The A Team, the complete series, and a limited edition box set that looks like the van.
I don't know. I don't think I need the A-Team TV show.
I love it.
I like
it.
I still watch it. They show it on TBS, maybe?
Well, you know, if I can squeeze it in because there's no form of Law and Order on TV, I mean, I might catch an episode, but I don't know if I need that box.
Who is a form of Law and Order on TV? What are you talking
get
about?
Get it?
I get it.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics to check out.
Anything exciting this week?
Absolutely.
Batman?
Batman 700. Let's get right into it. Yeah. Batman 700. Wow.
Why do I care about this?
Well, I mean, certainly you care because it's the 700th issue of Batman. I mean, why would you, how could you not care? Wait, is that right? How could you care? No, how could you not care?
No, how could you not care is correct. It's easy. Watch. I don't care. See?
Well, you're foolish, sir, if you don't mind me saying. Yeah, it continues the whole, you know, it's got a whole array. I can't even begin to tell you. It's got so many things going on in it. You just got to check it out. This one's going to run you $4.99. That's okay. I also picked up the Mike Mignola variant cover.
Really?
I rarely pick up any sort of variant covers, but I did pick that one up.
I thought you hated that guy.
As a person, yes, his art is. I like his artwork. It's just as a person, he's kind of a douche. Grant Morrison, Tony Daniel, David Finch, Andy Kubert, Frank Quietly, all working on this one, and I'm sure there's probably 100 other people working on it as well. It is a milestone not to be ignored by the likes of you, OG.
Right.
From Dynamite. Actually, why don't we just stick with DC? From DC also this week. Far less of a shocker. It's Doom Patrol number 11. It's a great book, people. I tell you, I promise you, it's a great book. Here's the problem. It's just not going to be around that long again. Okay. For like the fifth or sixth time. I recommend checking it out. I recommend getting trades. Read an old Doom Patrol. It's great, great stuff. I've never really read a Doom Patrol I didn't like.
Fair enough.
From Dynamite, this is from the pages of Kevin Smith's Hornet. This is Kato number 2.
Wowee.
Yes, this is one of the 5 titles of associated with Green Hornet as Dynamite continues to fleece the property for all it's worth. So there it is. Update on the Dynamite story from last week, Dynamite Moonstone thing. Moonstone did lose any and all King feature licenses, which include Flash Gordon, the Phantom, Mandrake the Magician, I think, is another. Anyone in Defenders of the Earth, remember that cartoon? I think he lost those characters. That's coming out on DVD, by the way, really soon. I don't know if we mentioned it a week or so or a couple weeks ago, but it's coming soon. I don't know when exactly.
I'll find out when.
Yes. And so in answer to losing the Phantom, Moonstone is, as we mentioned before, this is confirmed also, they're going to bring back a ton of pulp characters, including the Spider, Phantom Detective, the Black Bat, Secret Agent X, the Green Llama, Operator 5, G8, Rocket Man, the Green Ghost, Captain Future, Moon Man, Kigor, Ivy Frost, The Secret Six, Skull Killer, Golden Amazon, Gladiator, and on and on. Just terrific pulpy old characters. And I'm looking forward. I'm going to read every Moonstone pulpy book, I think. I really, really dig that sort of stuff. So I'm going to check out each bit of it. But yes, it is confirmed. The Phantom is going to Dynamite. And right now, the only plans are that book, The Last Phantom, that we mentioned last week. I'm sure that will change to 5 or 6 titles. Moonstone, with respect, Moonstone was doing 2 or 3 titles with them. So it's not surprising, you know, that it wouldn't be a surprise if Dynamite did 6 or 7, because that's kind of the way that they work.
Approximately finally, 3 weeks ago.
It came out?
Mm-hmm. Defenders of the Earth, the complete 65-episode series. May 18th it came out.
Was it on Blu-ray?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, while you look that up, I will mention
issue 6 of one of the most innovative comic books I've ever read, ever. Cowboy Ninja Viking is out. We've mentioned this time and time again about the art, about the writing, the story. It's absolutely fantastic. If you have not picked it up, you are doing yourself a disservice. You can also check out, if it's still available, I hear the sales were very good on it. It's the Cowboy Ninja Viking trade paperback, 160 pages, sir, jammed with tons of extras. So check that out. I got to tell you, from every perspective, this is one of the most interesting, groundbreaking comic books ever made. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's awesome. Art and Tones by Riley Rosmo and written by AJ Lieberman. I got to meet these guys. I got to meet them. I don't know where I'm going to meet them. I got to meet
them. Will they be at Philadelphia this weekend?
I don't know if they will be. We'll have to check the guest list out. And if they're not at Philly, maybe they'll be at New York Comic Con, where we will be also. And they will not be at Star Wars Celebration in Florida, where we will, well, where I will be, where you are still sitting on the fence about being.
Right.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Okay.
And there's a bucket load of it.
We got a couple of small things and then a big box of stuff.
Why don't you do your small thing first?
You know who Steve Brown is? He's a yo-yo guy. If you look up on YouTube, there's like a ton of him, videos of him doing yo-yos.
Okay.
There's this one video. It's Steve Brown, drunken yo-yo master. It's fucking brilliant.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yo-yo guy. Got it.
He has a new project. It's the Steve Brown Gallery, where he's commissioning artists to...
Is this called the Yo-Yo Project?
It might be the Yo-Yo Project. It's Artist Edition Yo-Yos is the name of the series.
Uh-huh.
And he has these different artists putting images on yo-yos.
Right.
And there are 4 out so far, and the 5th one is coming in a couple of weeks. And you may know some of the artists. We may have mentioned a couple of them on the show before. Chris Reiniak, I think we've mentioned before.
Are these all vinyl guys?
Some of them are vinyl guys. Dr. A, who you would probably really like his stuff. His was the 4th yo-yo that just came out.
Okay.
And I think the upcoming yo-yo is by Mad Toy Designs.
Okay.
We've talked about some of his stuff before. But anyway, check out SteveBrownGallery.com. They're really nice. A little wooden yo-yos, nice pieces. The Dr. A one's kind of like little steampunky gear-looking dude with goggles on.
That's why you got it, isn't
it? Hells yes, that's why I got it. $21 shipped. It's not bad.
Now you're all up in your steampunk self.
I am. Well, you know, I like to immerse myself and learn all that I can.
Yes.
And then leave it behind and before move on to quitting. Something else.
Before forgetting it and abandoning it.
I don't forget it. I
understand.
Just, you know, I absorb. When, I've been absorbing a lot.
I have to ask, when does that happen for you with Twitter?
Abandoning it? Oh, that ain't happening.
I know. You'll abandon it when you can plug it into your head.
That's right.
From DC Direct, we're very happy to tell you about a series of busts that were called Heroes of the DC Universe. They are now switching to Villains of the DC Universe. Best-selling artist Gary Frank puts a modern spin on the Heroes of the DC Universe and now the villains as well.
Oodalali.
Yes, the first wave featured Green Lantern, Batman, Superman. We mentioned these when they came out. Darkseid, Green Arrow, Aquaman, and so on and so forth. And the one I'm holding in my hand now.
Let me guess.
It's the Joker.
Oh, big surprise.
Yes, based on a Gary Frank drawing and sculpted by our friend, Gene St. Jean. Gene St. John. Gene.
I believe it's
John St. Jean. John.
Gene St. Jean.
Yeah, that guy.
He's a nice guy.
And he
is. I just call
him
Gene. I never want to have to try to figure out his last name. Jean, hey, Gene, how's it going?
Gene St. John.
Hey, Gene. How you been?
So he sculpted this. It's the Joker, of course. He's popping up out of a little, you know, it looks like one of those, what do you think? Jack in the Box.
That too.
Type boxes. And he has the Batman cowl on his fingers and he's like puppeting it. It's very cute, very well done. Gary Frank does some terrific artwork. He's doing more. There's more coming. Sinestro, Bizarro, Etrigan, the Demon is coming. Yeah, so check it out. It's going to run you. What do these things run? I can't even remember what I paid for this thing. going to run you a couple of bucks, but it's worth it if you're collecting the series. If you're not, if you're just a Joker fan or Batman fan, about 5 3/4, just shy of 6 inches tall, four and a half deep, 2.5 wide, cold cast, hand-painted porcelain bust. That's every piece of information you could possibly squeeze off of this box. Limited edition of 4,000, sir.
I'm gonna have to listen to some of that information back. I was playing with my yo-yo.
Yeah, of course you were. That what they call it now? You know, you go blind from doing that.
Hair on my palms, dude. It's really cool. He's got gears.
It's a yo-yo.
I like yo-yos.
This is a Joker bust. Yes, fucking
but
yo-yo.
I like yo-yos, and I
great.
Like art.
Whoop de doo.
Like Dr. A's art.
Uh-huh. And let's
right,
get
let's
into the, yes, the giant bucket of stuff. So tonight, we received some product we'd like to talk about tied into the brand new A-Team movie.
Tied in is a way to put it, yes.
The company, we've talked about them in the past. They've done various things. Jazzwares seems to have gotten the license for the A-Team movie. And I'm wondering if it's because... I'm wondering if there was like a fierce bidding war or if it just kind of was like, anybody want this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's I'm not going to lie when I say I'm slightly surprised that Jazzwares got it. But then again, when I think about it, you know, you can't really see. I don't really see any other bigger companies picking it up because it's not a license for them. So. It had to go to someone, I suppose.
Though it being a movie license, you know, like Mez or well, NECA maybe not. Maybe not. Well, Mez, yeah, NECA is the one I was really thinking.
Yeah.
Of.
Well, the line consists of several different pieces, right? We've got a series of 4-inch figures.
I think these are 3 3/4, sir.
According to the sheet,
the thing,
the fact sheet,
they're 4-inch.
They say 4-inch, but maybe 4 inches. Maybe 3 3/4 is the scale. I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to put 3 3/4. I don't know. They say
know.
4
they,
inch.
They look.
They look 3 3/4 to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they do.
They look to be in scale with
G.I.
like
Joe, Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. Indie. Obviously, it includes B.A., Hannibal, Murdoch, Face.
Which comprises the A-Team.
And Lynch.
And we got some dude named Lynch. And he must be the bad guy in the flick.
Yeah, I guess.
Although
yeah,
I don't
sure.
recognize him. Well, you wouldn't be able to really recognize him from the figure, per se. But I don't recognize him from the photo, either. Maybe I should. I don't know. It's just, he kind of looks like that I should know who it is, but I just don't. Uh-huh. Go on.
You know, I'm looking at, I have two information sheets here. The second information sheet that I have says 3 3/4.
Okay.
The retail is $6.99 on those pieces. So
all right.
I guess they are 3 3/4.
There you go. Retail. Uh-huh.
We also have 2 12-inch figures.
Uh-huh. Now, these feature, they're not very articulated, but they do have sound chips. Let's see if we can get some. I got Hannibal here. Let's see if we can get some Hannibal sounds.
Give me a minute. I'm good. Give me an hour. I'm great. You give me 6 months. I'm unbeatable.
And I love it when a plan comes together.
So there he is. And then,
what the hell was that?
What?
That second one was...
I love it when a plan comes together. That's his catch line.
I know, but it...
And hold on. I got Rampage Jackson as B.A. Brock. So let's see what this one has.
Looks to be you, homie. I'm B.A. You're going to be unconscious.
Okay, so a couple of samples of sound bites there.
These retail at... Oh,
$19.99. Okay. And you have the van.
I have the van.
Which is in scale with the 3 3/4 figures.
That is correct. It also features movie clips. It's $29.99.
Lights up. Got a whole bunch of features on the box.
It's got lights and sounds from the movie. Although there's no Try Me.
No.
There's no Try Me packaging
it's
on
probably,
the van.
It's probably difficult. With a vehicle, it's often difficult to get the Try Me packaging happening.
Well, sir. I guess the good thing about there being no Try Me on this is that the button isn't like the sound button and the light button isn't like some big goofy button.
Fairly
like,
obvious.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it must be hidden right. in something on there. I gotta say, the van,
best piece in the line.
Well, the van is very reminiscent. Now, I don't know if it's exactly the same van as the old TV show. It certainly looks like a modern, updated version.
Yeah, it looks like a slightly updated version, but, you know, it's black, you know, black. I was going to say rape van, but they might not be happy with that. So let's just say black van.
Okay.
With the giant A on the side, A team logo on the side, rather. And, yeah, I don't know. I think this is the nicest piece in the line, to be honest with you. I mean...
Well, all right, let's talk about it. Let's
let's go back.
Let's go from...
Actually, there's something else that we don't have.
Oh,
There's a 3 3/4 3-pack.
Okay.
That has Face, Hannibal, and Murdoch in it.
All right.
And it's a military 3-pack.
Oh, okay. So before kind of... Oh, just the three of them, no BA.
Yeah.
No military version of BA.
Was BA not in the... I don't remember.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Was he a recruit? What about in the TV show? I don't remember.
I don't. I think they were all together in the TV show. Let's talk. I'm gonna start at the bottom of the pile, which I think are these 12-inch figures.
That's now, the bottom of the pile?
Yes, meaning that I like them the least of the stuff that we got.
I'm going to
gracefully
disagree.
Okay.
But
well,
go ahead.
I don't see how you're going to disagree with me. This figure to me looks like it might have 4 points of articulation.
Okay.
Comes with 2 weapons. It's a likeness, sure, but I don't know how good the sculpting job is. The paint job is kind of non-existent. They did manage to get some tattoos and things on the figure, of course.
Flat.
So they it's a little flat. I'm not really impressed with the 12-inch here. I'm not really impressed with the 12-inch Hannibal either. I think the likeness is a little goofy. And also, he's really posed. Like, you're not doing any action poses with this one.
No.
Because he's kind of posed in a way that the gun is kind of on his shoulder and his other hand is on his hip. But that doesn't really give you much
playability. No. I would agree.
In regards to sculpting. So, yeah, it has quotes and sound effects and all that. But overall, I think there's no articulation seemingly at all in the legs or in the feet. So, I mean, if you're a really huge fan of the A-Team, I guess these are going to appeal to you. But on a toy scale, I got to say, for a movie that I think is rated R.
Right?
I think it's rated R. I'm not entirely sure.
It to be rated R.
You're not going to have just blind little kids in here collecting these.
I agree.
So, I don't understand, A, why 12-inch and not an articulated 6-inch.
Okay.
And B, really, why do a 12-inch figure that you can't do really anything with? So I got to say the 12-inch ones are kind of...
I kind of like BA in the 12-inch line.
Yeah?
Kind of like BA, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you're alone. Okay. And then in the 3 3/4, now, I'll tell you again, without going into each piece, we can do broad generalizations here. Okay. They're kind of flat.
Yes.
In the sense that, you know, that I would say that there was not a lot of effort taken into the paint job.
You know what they remind me of a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Star Wars toys, circa 1980.
Okay, well, in terms of paint?
You have to admit, right? Even if you're a big fan and a big collector, those toys, really, the sculpts were kind of soft. The paint was kind of generic.
All right, I'll give you
and again, kind of soft. The details were kind of soft. Compared to a modern day Star Wars toy, right? Look at 2 Luke figures. Do you know what I mean?
No one's going to disagree with you. Except these ones, they have a full array of articulation. It would seem. I'm looking at 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, possibly 14 points of articulation.
Okay. Well, that's not bad for a 3 3/4.
No, not bad. It's got some, they've got some weapons that are fairly generic, sort of black, no punch, you know, no hole punch hole weapons.
Right.
You know, I would say to me, it seems like they have created what I would consider kind of the bare minimum
okay.
Of a 3¾ figure for this movie. Now, that said, no, I'm not a big fan of the sculpts. I don't think that they've really captured the essence of anybody. I mean, I tend to like the BA in this series.
Okay.
He
might be the closest one as far as capturing the likeness
maybe,
is concerned.
Maybe. But, you know, again, it seems that they are just concerned more about getting them out there. The good part about this, I think, as you said earlier, I think the van is maybe the best piece in the line. And what do you say fortunately or unfortunately? I say fortunately, the van is scaled for these 3¾ figures. So what you might have is a fan of the movie who wants the van and the A-team to kind of set up in the van on sort of a display. You know, yes. Like we always kind of we try to point everybody to one piece of the movie that you can display to kind of represent the movie in your collection. So if I were going to represent something in this, it would I would pick the van. Were I to accentuate that, I would pick up the A-team.
Right.
Here, these street ones, not whatever that three-pack business was. And I think you would be doing okay by doing that. But overall, I have to say, I don't think these toys were so great.
Again, I think the van is a nice piece. I mean, lights and sound is always a cool feature on a vehicle. I think probably with the articulation that has in those figures, you could probably kind of action pose them.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
And around the van pretty
easily. Oh, totally.
Easily. Here's my problem with the van, though. And it's actually with the packaging. I know it's we said it was kind of good, but I'm kind of not keen on the no try me feature.
Okay.
I'm also the back of the van, right? Or the back of the package has a picture of the van, uh-huh. And it plays sound effects, plays quotes from the movies, opening doors, but plays quotes from the movies, lights up, right? That picture of that van should, first of all, it shouldn't be like night vision goggled out.
Okay.
Right? And I think that it should show some of the Play Me features. Like, for example, it says that the door's open, but I'm kind of curious to know how much the door's open.
Right.
I'm kind of curious to know if the bumper moves at all or if it's detached. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at the back of a vehicle package, and it's got, like, the doors are open and the sliding door. You
you're
know what
spoiled,
I mean?
Like,
give me some sort of...
You're spoiled by
some
Star
sort
Wars.
Of me, and I know it's a box, uh-huh. And I know we don't keep the box because we open it and display it, but I want to know.
You're spoiled.
Okay.
You're a spoiled little baby.
Fine. I'm allowed to be spoiled.
I'm just saying.
I'm a toy collector. I'm allowed to have an opinion.
I'm just saying.
All right. I want more. I want more in my box on this one. I want to know more about what the product contains. And I got to be honest with you. For $30, right? Because this retails at $29.99.
Right.
Which I'm going to say, I think is high.
Okay.
For $30, I want to know exactly what it does.
Okay.
Before I get it home.
I understand.
And I don't think that's asking too much.
All right. So there it is. Jazzwares takes a stab at the A-team. I think we're giving them the C-team.
C-plus?
C-minus.
C-minus?
Well, the 12-inch, I mean, that's a full letter grade and a half.
I give the van like a B.
Right. And I give the 12-inch
like
figures
a C minus.
12-inch are like F.
No,
they're a fail.
I don't know. The BA one is okay.
Is there
rough,
an F plus?
It's not F plus.
D minus.
There is D minus.
All right, it's D minus.
And then the 3¾ is a solid C?
Like a solid C.
All right. Solid
I mean,
C.
Maybe. I mean,
average.
You're pushing it. I'm closer on a C minus on that one.
All right.
I don't know what you get when you average those grades together.
D minus, C, and B. I think you end up with probably a C or a C minus.
Thereabouts. So it's the C minus team, as it turns out. There it is. Let's take our final break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 194, the C team or the C minus team.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Oodalolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight, uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7 and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think. And some rice, maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, the king of cult films, live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Hey, this is Gary Coleman.
Hey, this is Todd Ritter from Different Strokes.
What you talking about, Willis?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 194, now dubbed the C-minus team.
The C-minus team.
We downgraded them from the opening of the show to the third phase. But right. On a positive note, we always encourage fans of the show to send us a voicemail or send us an email, and got an email, and I wanted to address it.
Okay.
Fan of the show, name is Sue. She wrote in to say, thanks.
A girl?
Yeah, I know. We have girls. It's crazy.
Could be a boy named Sue.
You know, there are girl geeks. I know many of them. They exist. It's not. They're not. They're not like unicorns.
I gotcha.
They are real creatures. She wanted to thank us for pointing out the Star Wars Scanimation book.
Ah, yes.
That we talked about. God, it had to be
2 weeks ago.
I think it was more than that. I think it was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think it might have been 190.
No.
It was like early. Yeah, I think so.
Really? Well, in any event.
In any way. She was happy that we talked about it. She ran out and picked it up. And she says she's a fan of the show. She also mentioned the Dolly Oblong paper craft toys that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she said we should run out and maybe we should check out the Cube Craft toys. They address some of the problems that I have. Like no glue needed. And insert tab A into slot B kind of construction.
Right.
So all of those concerns I had about not fucking up the toy when I try to cut it out and put it together, apparently CubeCraft addresses. So CubeCraft.com if you want to check those out.
There you go.
And I just want to say thank you to Sue for writing in. And, of course, we encourage all of our listeners to write into the show if you have any questions, comments, something you like, something you didn't like. Or if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can call the hotline, 425-920-6050. And leave us a message. You may hear it on an upcoming show.
And Sue, if you want to reach out to me directly, you can just address your email to geekstuffog@gmail.com and just tell them to forward it to me.
Is that how it works? So there. All right. Now, we've been teasing for a couple of weeks now.
You have.
Oh, we have in general. Big changes. Big announcement to the show.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, we might as well announce it.
We're quitting.
That's it. We're done. This is it. We're not going to do a 200. There is no pizza party.
No pizza.
Episode 194, punch and pie party, sorry. Episode 194, the final episode.
No. Heavens, no.
The final episode as you know it currently. How about that?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly. Right?
Possibly. We're going to be returning to the satellite radio airwaves. In July. We don't have an exact date yet, but we're looking at maybe the 17th.
Of July. Yeah, the 17th looks like to be the
17th or 24th or one of those Saturday nights. We are going to be returning to XM 202 Sirius 197,
right.
The virus. Is it the virus? Still?
It is still the virus.
Okay. And we're going to be on midnight in the east
9
and 9 p.m. in the west.
Saturday nights.
Saturday night alternating.
on Sunday nights, right? And it's going to alternate. It's going to be every other week.
Right. We're going to be sharing the slot with Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve Weird Medicine. By the way, if you haven't checked out Weird Medicine, definitely worth checking.
Yeah, good.
It's definitely a fun show. Dr. Steve is good people.
Uh-huh.
And a big supporter of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
We're going to have the, Special Delivery our lead-in?
Special Delivery with Sam and
Primetime Sam Roberts.
Primetime Sam Roberts. And Eastside Dave.
Yes.
Is going to be our lead.
What's
and
left
also,
of Eastside Dave.
Also a very funny show. I enjoy that show as well.
So. Interesting program.
Yes. You know, yeah, interesting is a good way to put it.
So there it is. That's the big exciting news. If you didn't know, now you do.
All right.
Now,
what does that mean
right.
for this show?
This program. Well, at the very least, it means a name change.
Right.
Right. So by law, we are required to change the name of this show to Big Kev's Geek Stuff,
the podcast. That's right.
So you will be absolutely nothing will change in regards to how you get this program.
That's correct.
None of that will change. You can still, if you're signed up for it through iTunes or whatever, you'll still get it.
Yep.
If you download it manually through the site, you can still do that. Site's not changing. None of that's changing. Really all that's changing is that we're going to do the show that we've been doing for you for 4 years, and we're going to do a different show for the serious, people. But of course it's going to sound very familiar. So if you listen to both, you're going to hear very familiar themes.
There are going to be some things that are exclusive though.
Right.
To the serious sites, XM side. So we encourage obviously all of you,
right.
If you have a subscription to SiriusXM, we encourage you to listen. Obviously, if you don't, maybe now's the time. Maybe this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. You know, with the accessibility of satellite radio now, anybody that has a BlackBerry or an iPhone
right.
can get it on their phone now,
exactly.
and for pretty cheap, I believe, only a couple bucks a month mm-hmm. to do that, mm-hmm. Or stream it through your computer, only a couple bucks a month to do that. It's a great service overall.
And, right.
You know, just adding us to the platform, obviously. It's a treat. There are going to be some exclusive interviews over there.
Right.
We should say that some of those shows, not all, but some of those shows are going to be live.
The first one will definitely be live.
First one will absolutely be live, and we will right. let all of you know when that is.
It's going to be.
And and when we do that, we will also encourage all of you a couple days before to sign up for what I believe still exists, the free trial.
Right.
So that you can give it a taste and give it a flavor and call in.
BKGS, the podcast,
that's right.
will continue numbering
that's
as
correct.
It has numbered. The Sirius shows, the Sirius XM shows will not be numbered.
That is correct.
Number one. They will not be available on the website.
They will only be available when they air.
Right. Right. And I think that's everything we know about it thus far.
I mean, it's a month away. And, you know, obviously we ask that you share it with your friends. And
absolutely.
We want to thank all of the people at SiriusXM for
yes.
bringing us back. It's been mm-hmm. a long journey.
Yes.
And we want to thank all of the people who found us on SiriusXM and then continued with us to the podcast. And we hope that you follow us back now. And,
right.
you know, we encourage you to listen to both shows if you have the option
yeah.
to.
And you are not, if you,
it's going
to
be different.
You know, if you decide not to sign up for the satellite radio, you're still going to get this show every week. It's still going to be just like you remember it.
I was going to say, nothing with this aspect of
right.
the show is going to change because I mean, obviously we are still dedicated
right.
to all of you.
With the Sirius show, fans. We're going to be combining 2 weeks worth of news.
Right.
We're going to do a lot of combining and things like that. And so you're going to get a much broader feel on this program for the weekly news rather than what you're going to get on the Sirius.
But again, the benefits of the Sirius side,
well,
aside
will,
from the
yeah.
live shows, there's going to be...
They have some stuff.
We hopefully have some guests
right.
planned for that and, you know, maybe some in-studio stuff from when we do it live. And
uh-huh.
There's a world of opportunities
oh,
that
yeah.
we're going to explore.
Oh, yeah.
So again, thank you. To everybody.
Yes. And one more note. We mentioned a while back Broadman Blades, who did the we actually met them at Toy Fair, and then we talked about him again when
right.
they sent us some ping pong paddles that fit over the hand, a brand new design.
Like a 12.
Yeah, it's like a ping pong revolution.
Right.
I went to the Hammerlicker Schlicker store. What is that store? It's like
Yes.
It's like gadgets. It's like the sharper image.
Yes, of gizmos.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And they had a kind of a reception for the Broadman blades. Talked to Freddy, the creator of the blades.
Nice, nice
Remember
guy.
Him?
Very nice guy.
And yeah, and so had a great time over there. OG going to pop the link up for Broadman
Absolutely.
Blades. So you can check out what we're talking about. And we're going to be talking more about them in the future.
That's right.
Now, OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
A plethora of casting news regarding who's going to be in the Cap movie. We have Stanley Tucci joining it, and Neil McDonough playing Dum Dum Dugan in the upcoming Cap movie. We also talked a little bit about Voltron coming back as a cartoon on Nickelodeon, Green Lantern 2, and the Flash movie being planned and written by the same team that is bringing us the first Green Lantern film. We also talked about some
Green Lantern 2, Emerald Boogaloo.
Yeah, that, exactly. We also talked about some casting in X-Men First Class. Michael Fassbender and Rosamund Pike playing the roles of Magneto and Emma Frost, respectively. The Mortal Kombat trailer that will likely never become a movie, although if it did, I'd be pretty happy and excited. We also talked about The Vader Project, thevaderproject.com. That starts June 11th, I believe, uh-huh. Goes through the 20th in L.A. And then in July, the 5th through the 9th, is coming out to Philadelphia. There'll be some information on our site. I'll post the link. And then thevaderproject.com for more information on that.
And we will be there, I think, that Philly one at some point.
Yeah, we're going to definitely make an appearance over there just to go for ourselves. So yeah. Maybe we'll let everybody know what day that is.
Yeah, we'll have a meetup.
Plan a little meetup
in Philly.
In segment two tonight, we talked about a couple of DVDs that came out this week.
Uh-huh.
Really only a handful we felt like we needed to mention. Shutter Island being one of them.
Uh-huh.
From Paris with Love. The A-Team Complete Series.
Nip-Tuck
Season 6.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
There it is.
Those are the ones we had to mention. And in comic books this week, we had a couple of good ones that came out.
Yeah.
Probably one really big one. You know,
Batman 700, of course. Came out. Doom Patrol number 11. Kevin Smith's Green Hornets. Kato number 2. Cowboy Ninja Viking 6. And we also talked in the comic section about Dynamite did in fact get the Phantom. Moonstone is moving ahead with a whole bunch of other pulpy characters. So it's a win-win, maybe.
In product news tonight, we talked about the Steve Brown Gallery. These are artist edition yo-yos. There are 4 out right now. Fifth one coming out right around the corner. These are awesome, awesome pieces. If you're a fan of art, if you're a fan of yo-yos, just in toys in general, definitely worth checking out. Great price for what they are. $21 shipped, I think they come out to. SteveBrownGallery.com for more information on those. I have the Dr. A one because it's steampunky goodness.
Uh-huh. I got the Villains of the DC Universe limited edition Joker bust. Designed by Gary Frank, sculpted by Gene St. Jean. Check it out over at dccomics.com/DC Direct. And then finally, the disappointing A-Team.
C-minus team.
Toys, yes. 3 3/4 inch, 12 inch, and a van.
In scale with the 3 3/4.
Yeah, the van.
All by Jazzwares.
All by Jazzwares. Some real disappointments, especially those 12-inch pieces. 3 3/4, a shade better. The van was a nice product.
Absolutely.
So there it is. Check out the movie. I haven't heard anything about the movie, so I don't know if it's good or bad or indifferent. So that's all I got.
Have you seen the trailer for Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
No, not yet.
Looks fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to getting some of those. It is Michael Cera, and Chris Evans is one of the villains in it.
Yeah, I did hear something.
Yeah, man. The trail looks real. See, that's on my list of graphic novels to pick up this weekend at Wizard Philly.
That's right. So
the con I go shopping to.
If you're actually hearing this episode before Wizard Philly.
We will be there on Sunday.
Yes. OG and I will be walking around on Sunday. Hey, find us on the floor. You're going to win a fabulous prize.
Wow. We're giving out prizes to people who find us now?
Yeah. Find us on the floor at Wizard Philly, and you are going to get a fabulous prize. Not at that moment. I'm not lugging prizes
around. I was
going
to say, what are you bringing
around?
We'll
take your info, and we will send you a prize.
All right.
But if you find us on the floor at Wizard Philly this weekend, which is what? What are the dates?
June 11th, 12th, and 13th.
11th, 12th, 13th. We will actually be there on the 13th. So if you're there That's on the correct. 11th or 12th, don't look for us because we ain't going to be there. But the 13th, by hook or by crook, we will be there. Find us. You will win a fabulous prize. Yes.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, including the photo galleries, the message board links. Oh, the message boards.
Yes.
I'm encouraging all of you to participate in the message boards.
Okay. Duly noted.
Okay?
Yes.
Go. There's a link. It's easy. All right. Hopefully some more live from Studio V coming soon.
Yes.
You can also now, the Facebook page is up and running and starting to gain a little bit of activity.
Good.
So if you go to facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, you can check that out. Please join, send it out to your friends.
Have we started the, we can get a million fans for the Big Kev's Geek Stuff page?
No, we haven't started that campaign yet. We're at 115. Million might be shooting high.
I think we can do it.
Just saying. Maybe
if we tie it into the oil somehow.
Maybe we can get 200 fans.
if we can get 1 million fans to get Betty White on this program.
I will say that we are going to start using that Facebook page to plan some of these meetups and gatherings. Mm-hmm. For example, our New York Comic Con.
Yes.
Goings on, because we will be all 3 days and likely doing some stuff and hanging out. That's going to be over there.
Mm-hmm.
When we do go check out the Vader Project in July,
Philly, yes.
I'm going to post it over there, create a little event.
Right.
So all of you who are not fans already, it's facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
Yeah.
Go over there, join, and show your support. And I think that's it.
Now, we should also say that this will be the last episode.
Full episode for a little bit.
For yeah,
I might come in there with yeah, I think so. I think maybe just one
little OG,
a little something
update.
Yeah, something.
What did that used to be called?
The other guy's perspective or the OG bonus
perspective.
Show. Yeah.
OG perspective for 2 weeks.
So that there'll be something in there.
Is that where you use the airbrush thing where someone has airbrushed OG over the logo? Yeah. It's cute.
Isn't it adorable?
I think it's adorable.
At least one of those, maybe two.
Right.
But there it is.
And now before I say goodnight, Just Mike, wherever you are, the last thing we want to talk about tonight is we want to give all of the details for the 200th episode party, and here they are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.